Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The state asked for $1 million bond. In the end, the judge ordered Zimmerman released on a bond of $150,000.
And safety remains the overriding concern about George Zimmerman's release from jail. How is he going to escape all this scrutiny and slip back into hiding that he emerged from to turn himself in?
Same stuff, different day. I guess that may be how we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Monday is upon us, the 23rd of April, and yet you'd think it was last week or the week before because the conversation is basically the same, except I suppose the situation has changed for George Zimmerman. He's been released on bond, happened late last night. Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Review. An overview of the hot hits in talk radio since last we spoke over the weekend. Lots of conversation on television and on the radio about Mr. Zimmerman and his status. Here from MSNBC, Melissa Harris-Perry talked about Zimmerman's appearance in court last Friday.
Bond was set at $150,000 for Trayvon Martin's confessed killer, George Zimmerman. Zimmerman would have to wear an electronic monitor, adhere to a 7 p.m. curfew, be in touch with authorities every 3 days, and not touch alcohol, drugs, or, heaven forbid, a firearm. It's a reasonable decision. The new judge in the case, Kenneth Lester Jr., didn't rule on whether Zimmerman would be allowed to leave the state of Florida. Now, okay, that's the long and short of it. But here's one thing that happened during the bond hearing that caught my attention. Let's start back on April 11th, the morning before Zimmerman was arrested and charged, when Trayvon's mother, Sabrina Fulton, told the Associated Press, quote, "I would give him an opportunity to apologize." When Fulton appeared on the Today Show the next morning alongside Trayvon's father and her attorney, Sabrina Fulton spoke about her son's killer again, this time not asking so much for an apology as an explanation.
I would ask him, did he know that that was a minor, that that was a teenager, and that he did not have a weapon?
Okay, so when Trayvon's parents arrived at the Seminole County Courthouse yesterday for Zimmerman's bond hearing, they already knew that Zimmerman wanted to apologize, and they'd made it clear they wanted no part of it. They'd refused his offer to meet with them to tell them that he's sorry. So when Zimmerman took the stand at that hearing, he surprised the prosecutor and almost everyone else in the courtroom by first addressing Trayvon's parents.
I wanted to say I am sorry for the loss of your son. I did not know how old he was. I thought he was a little bit younger than I am. And I did not know if he was armed or not.
Okay. That was part apology, part direct answer to the two questions Trayvon's mother had asked on the Today Show. Zimmerman said he didn't know if Trayvon had a weapon, and he didn't know how old Trayvon was. I can't know what Zimmerman knew about Trayvon's age. I do know that Zimmerman was completely aware that these parents, still mourning their slain son, bearing up emotionally to confront his confessed killer for the first time, did not want a public apology from the stand. One of the attorneys for Trayvon's family told the Orlando Sentinel that the apology was, quote, insulting. And I'm inclined to agree, considering that Zimmerman took 54 days, offered it on his own terms, and did so when his apology could benefit him in front of the court and all of us watching from home.
All right, a lot of hooch there. 800-510-8255. So Trayvon Martin's confessed killer has left the Florida jail on bail. 800-510-8255 reaches us for your comments. Here is talk radio host Jeff Walker talking about Zimmerman, his comments, if you will.
Mr. Zimmerman apologizing in front of Trayvon Martin's parents in court. They were nonplussed, unimpressed, dismissed his apology. The fact is their son is dead. And I think, just my own personal opinion, I believe they are going to try and cash in a civil trial on their son's death. Tragic though it may be. And George Zimmerman, I don't believe that he went out that night looking to kill a young black man in a hoodie with Skittles in his pants. Now, whether the evidence presented in court in a trial bears out that George Zimmerman is guilty of second-degree murder or not, we'll find out. But the real question is, if he is acquitted by a jury of his peers, are there going to be race riots in the streets? It's horrible to think of that, and it should never come to that. Let the justice system play out. He did it in the O.J. case. O.J. was acquitted. Of course, he's now serving a very long stretch in a state pen because he was engaged in other criminal activity after years of searching for the real killer. We should not make our decisions when it comes to criminality and people's lives based on race anymore in 2012 America. Yeah, I'm afraid that's exactly what we will do.
800-510-8255. Thoughts, calls, input, Doug@DougStephan.com. You can send input there. A little bit more on Zimmerman's release coming up, and then we'll talk about the latest developments in the Republican Party. I spend a good deal of our time in this hour talking about the continuing controversy with the Secret Service and the GSA scandals in the government, something that's always liable to whoop up plenty of attention and discussion. It's 13 past the hour on the countdown.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, Philly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
How do you convince boomers that nightmares of a threadbare retirement don't have to come true? The answer? Get Betty White to cut a rap video. Boomers have bought more insurance policies than any other generation. And in the video titled, I'm Still Hot, White's all for cashing in on that huge hidden wealth through what's known as life settlements.
Each year, people pay their premiums for the promise of a financial payoff someday. Hopefully a long way down the road. What very few of them have come to learn is that life insurance is no different from any other financial asset. Just like homes or cars or collectibles, life insurance can have a current value. Just as you purchased your policy, you are also free to sell it.
Sell it to whom? The Lifeline program, White's Choice, has a long record of protecting the interests of seniors whose life settlements it handles, and now it's expanding to boomers. Learn more at www.thelifeline.com.
I'm Lou D'Ambrosio, CEO of Sears Holdings, which includes Kmart. Kmart is a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies, and start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. Our discussion about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman continues with Chaco's Bob Franz focusing on the newly released photos of Zimmerman that combined with a police call Zimmerman made paint a different picture than what we've been hearing in the news media.
He tells dispatch that Martin is running. Dispatch says, are you following him? He says, no, we don't need to. He says, yes. He says, we don't need you to do that. Then they exchange conversation. for about a minute and a half, his name, his phone number, his location, where the police should meet him. At that point, he says, I don't know where this kid is. That means at that point in time, the entire chase or following of the kid of Zimmerman or of Martin is over, long over. There's about a 2 minute period, a minute 45 or so, in which he and the dispatcher are discussing things calmly with no confrontation having taken place. You have the transcript right there. Then after he hangs up, at some point after he hangs up, suddenly, now there's a confrontation. And according to an eyewitness on the scene, the guy in red is on the ground, on his back. The guy in gray is on top of him. We have photographs now that show the bloodied, bruised, gashed back of George Zimmerman's head, which would indicate the guy in red, which he was wearing, being on the ground, which would indicate what he told police at the time, he was slamming my head into the concrete, which is why he felt the need he had to shoot him from the ground off of him. The witness on the scene said, I saw the guy in gray on top of the guy in red. I went upstairs to call the police. I heard the gunshot. I looked down. The guy in gray was laying there, and I think he's dead. So what we know is that he stopped chasing him. He had a two-minute conversation with the dispatcher about the fact that he doesn't know where the guy is now, and yet suddenly there's a confrontation, which means, if any of this makes sense at all, that Martin then came back to him, after Zimmerman lost sight of him, and the confrontation ensued. Who threw the first punch? The investigator said they don't know. But we do know the one guy was bloodied and battered on the back of his head, meaning he was on his back on the ground, before the other guy got shot. That's what we know. Now, do we know all the facts? Nope. But if you listen to that call and apply the timeline together and then look at the photograph evidence, it does not any longer look like some sort of crazed night watchman stalker hunting somebody down and killing him in cold blood, which is what is being alleged. He sounds like a guy who started to follow someone he doesn't know in his neighborhood, stopped following after he was told to, carried on a phone conversation with the dispatcher by himself, hung up, and then ended up in a fight for his life, at which time he chose to use the weapon that he did to kill Trayvon Martin.
All right, are we getting anything new out of all this? It seems to me the new thing is that Zimmerman walked out of jail a little after midnight this morning. Other than that, I'm getting a lot of the same old here. I'm looking for some things from the Monday bloggers. Meanwhile, here's Brandon in Delaware.
I don't necessarily think that the Trayvon Martin shooting was racial. I do think it was more cultural motivated as far as him seeing somebody in a hoodie, because I do believe if Trayvon Martin had on a shirt and tie, that he also wouldn't have been shot. He knew exactly what he was doing when that dispatcher told him to get back. He should have got back. He never really should have followed him, because, that, like I said, it was a cultural disadvantage on Trayvon's part when he seen Trayvon in a black hoodie and jeans or whatever he had on. He was ethnically motivated by his clothes he had on. So, and it was a murder.
800-510-8255. So, Murder, Inc., Trayvon Martin's killer, has apologized. They raised $150,000. The family did to get him out of jail. And so what happens now? What's new about this? Maybe we'll take a couple more calls on it. Presidential race, at least a lot of conversation by Mitt Romney over the weekend. Get to that, too, 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. A lot of attorneys have been on radio and television programs talking about Zimmerman and the charge of second-degree murder as we continue here on the Monday Countdown, looking at pictures of Mr. Zimmerman in a suit. He looks a lot different than he did in the first pictures you saw of him. Amazing how this stuff can be twisted and turned around, and I'm not suggesting that lawyers have tried to con the public about this, but I think there are a lot of things that have come out about Zimmerman and Martin that are important parts of this conversation. Pretty low-key turn of events last night and into this morning with Zimmerman being released from jail. 800-510-8255. Tim's in Arkansas with some thoughts on the countdown. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I'll just make this real quick so you can get back to what you're doing here. One thing about when you come into the state of Florida, everybody seems to have glazed over this, is that when you come into the state of Florida, I don't care what point you come in, right below the Welcome to Florida sign that says, our citizens are armed. It's called the Stand Your Ground Law. People don't realize that, and they're trying people all over the place because of this. And, you know, I'm not a screaming gun nut here. Yes, I do have a concealed carry. I abide by the laws. I'm ex-military. I know when to shoot, when not to shoot. Okay, so the problem I'm having here is they're sidelining this whole issue is that when confronted like he was, and we all know how everything was, how everything's been cited out, that the spin doctors doing their little jobs of misinformation and misdirections, when the truth come out, he stood his ground. So he's, you know, right then and there, if you're attacked, you reply with force. That's the two things right there. So I don't think
we know enough about, I understand your point of view, and a lot of people agree with you. The things that have happened since the fact that the defense is worried about Zimmerman's safety, it seems to bring around this guilty before going through the system business. Been a lot of the discussion. If you are attacked, you have the right to protect yourself, all that sort of thing. There are a lot of nuances to this. And they bring us around to almost looking at ourselves as a country sort of sliding backwards. With all the technology that we have, you'd think that we'd be able to progress a little bit better and be able to give somebody a fair trial. I don't know that Zimmerman will ever get a fair trial, frankly. I think that there's so much hoopla about this, it is almost impossible to imagine. He said that he did it. He admits to doing it. What are the circumstances? That'll be the whole focus of the trial. But it just, the whole thing's become a circus. And it's pretty, you know, the gun people and right to carry and stand your ground and shoot first and ask questions later. I say we're sliding backwards because this is the kind of stuff that might have happened in the 1880s or the 1890s. Tim, thanks for your call. Here's Kelly in Florida with thoughts on this case.
The Trayvon Martin case was a tragedy, but this happens in Florida all the time. I live here in Flagler Beach. March 15th in Flagler Beach, a man was shot to death by his neighbor. Now, I'm reading the news article. 5 times he was shot in the chest. The unarmed man was complaining to the shooter about his barking dog. The man went out, shot him, killed him. The police did not arrest the shooter till 2 days later because this man, Paul Miller, his name is, said that he was threatened, he was frightened. This happens all the time, and let's face it, this case in Sanford would have been swept under the rug if it weren't for the media getting involved. There would have been no special investigator. Governor Scott was forced to do the right thing, but a judge could still decide that Zimmerman should be let free because of this stupid Stand Your Ground law.
All right, that's, I think, enough on the this thing. Oof, round and round we go. And I chuckle about it because people are so emotional. And we don't really know what the facts are. I think that's, in a lot of circumstances, a problem. 28 past the hour.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Grandpa!
Hey,
Garfield.
What appearance?
Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried foods, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo, negotiate for your life, homeschool your children, start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Morning on the air at 33 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The three items of interest from conversation over the weekend on talk radio and talk television. The situation with Mitt Romney working toward the GOP presidential slot. But the secret, that we'll get to that in a few minutes, Secret Service sex scandal and the GSA scandal seem to have occupied a lot of people's time this weekend, justifiably so. From ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talks to analysts George Will, Peggy Noonan, and Donna Brazile about how serious this scandal may be.
I think this shocked an awful lot of people when this first came out. How surprised were you, and how serious is it?
Well, it's quite serious because it's apt to be the tip of an iceberg. The chances that this is the first time something like this has happened is small. It's part, I think, George, of the security mania we have that surrounds the president, that the Secret Service is largely undisciplined because no one wants to say there's not quite enough security at any given time. I'll tell you a small story. When the president came to my house, president-elect, for dinner a week before his inauguration, some neighbors across the street, father, mother, 12-year-old son, came out on their yard. The Secret Service ordered them off their yard and into their house. Now, how they get away with this, I do not know, but the fact is they're used to getting away with things.
That's interesting. There are so many people on the president's detail that actually this detail had a lot of time on their hands, it turned out, as well. Now, Peggy, you've written this week in the Wall Street Journal that it's a sign of a more general American character crisis.
Yeah, you look at the stories of the past week, GSA and that scandal, which we'll get to, the Secret Service, various other ones. You have to wonder what is going on with those adults in serious, responsible, publicly paid for positions who have, it seems to me, less and less of a sense of probity, responsibility, the sort of basic adultness and maintaining of standards that we ought to be used to. It seems to me we've got a big slip going on there, and these two stories are part of it.
And Donna, talk about oversharing. That agent on Facebook, checking out Sarah Palin. And then that was a couple of years ago now.
Oh, it's appalling, George, and I think it speaks to the character of these individuals. And I don't think, as someone who has been around Secret Service agents for 30 years, and I can tell you this, I've never seen this kind of conduct. These are the best of the best. They are trained to watch everything, to know everything, to protect the president and other officials. And so I think, you know, in this investigation, hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. We might find that this is just a few individuals, a few rotten apples.
I don't agree. I think I agree with George Will, and most of the time do, when it comes to these sorts of discussions. The Secret Service is out of control, like so many other agencies. It's just too much. Too much government. Imagine telling people on their front lawn, you can't stand on your front lawn. We have a police state. We're living in a police state. And the news media is concurrent in this. It happens that it's really, go back to September 11th ordeal, and from that point to this, the government keeps reaching and reaching and reaching and taking more things away from you that are just plain nonsensical. Time for us to draw a line in the sand. Don't you think? 800-510-8255. Here from a talk radio interview, Paul Bedard from the Washington Examiner talks about a new poll. The focus of the poll is how people react to this sort of thing, but specifically to this scandal and the way it's being handled by the powers that be.
Rasmussen polling generally asks, so what do you think? And first off, they ask people, are you even paying attention to the scandal? A large number, 62% say, 71% say they're following the story. But the best news for the Secret Service is that 81% of likely voters polled by Rasmussen have confidence in the service of the Secret Service in protecting the president, with 48% very confident. Excellent numbers for the service, but it's not so good when the public was asked, all right, hey, do you think this was a one-shot deal, or do they always do it? 38% found that it was believe that it's a common problem. Only 31% said it was an isolated event, so mixed. And let's face it, the agency has been tarnished by this, and they're trying to take control of it pretty fast. When is the last time you heard of any Washington federal agency firing six people, you know, after a scandal breaks in only 3 or 4 days? That's a good sign. And then politically, it hasn't really splashed onto President Obama yet, or I'm not so sure it will, but there are some Republicans, of course, trying to draw the White House into this. I think that 81% confidence factor is a great beginning point. And then I think what Rasmussen will do is he'll poll over the next couple of weeks as this has unfolded and see if that drops down much. One of the other things is people were asked, should these agents be criminally prosecuted? 38% said no, 31% said yes. And so people are taking it seriously, but not that seriously.
800-510-8255. Okay, so are you taking the scandal seriously? How about the GSA scandal? Spending money on things that there's no reason to be spending money on. It's your tax dollars. How hard are you working to pay your taxes? And don't you resent the you-know-what out of it when you hear these stories about dollars, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars being wasted? Is it just the tip of the iceberg? We'll get some caller action on that in a moment here on the Countdown.
Hey,
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polkios vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Over the past 25 years, awareness about childhood cancer has increased substantially, and it's little surprise that an organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for families facing childhood cancer is currently celebrating its 25th anniversary. Through its years, the National Children's Cancer Society has established a legacy of providing financial, emotional, and educational assistance to children with cancer and their families. Amazingly, the NCCS has distributed over $54 million, with $3 million distributed in 2011, and helped more than 30,000 children with cancer. Since its beginning, NCCS has evolved with programs such as the Pediatric Oncology Program and Beyond the Cure. In the year 2011 alone, Beyond the Cure, a survivorship program designed to educate children and their families about the challenges they may face, has awarded $100,000 in college scholarships to 32 cancer survivors. For more information, visit www.vnccs.org.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we have the Secret Service sex scandal, and we have the GSA, the Government General Services Administration, trying to, I guess, figure out what their status in life is, having hearings before Congress, the Federal Procurement Agency, the GSA, under fire for a fundraiser that cost taxpayers $822,000. There are hearings galore on this sort of thing. Does it get any, after these hearings, what happens? What do you think ought to happen? And how much of, is this the, as some have said, a typical, like, sort of, the tip of the iceberg? This is one of those things, if you keep digging around in it, the government wastes all kinds of money, and we're going to find more of it if we look. Well, that's great. If we can deal with it and change it, right? Don't you want to see things changed? Isn't that part of what we ought to be talking about in terms of the election and how the government's run, that sort of thing? Isn't that the most important thing when it comes to the people who are running things? Don't you want to trust them to be watching out for you and your interests? Bob in New York and the government investigating this scandal, good idea or not?
You know, I believe that this GSA matter is really could shed a light on these kind of excessive spending that really needs to be gotten rid of. There needs to be a way to, in a fiscally conservative way, investigate all of these kinds of matters without spending more money to investigate the very kinds of expenses that you're trying to save. Government needs to be looked upon like anybody who would be running a business. And there is so much waste that it's really over the top.
Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, one of the themes of many of my discussions on the air. Something you don't do it in your life, do you? Or if you do, you have the discretionary income to do it. But if you don't have the money, you don't spend it. They, however, looking at these trillions of dollars in budget deficits, aren't examining these things at all. I think that's a fundamental flaw in the way the country is administered. Lee in Texas with thoughts on the GSA.
these people really makes me very angry. I think they should be prosecuted because these people are stealing $800,000 of the taxpayers' money, white-collar crime. And they don't go to jail, but you let a hungry person steal $50 from this account because he needs to feed himself, and he gets 10 or 20 years. Some people feel entitled to use taxpayers' money any way they want to. And this is why Congress needs to feel the department heads that need oversight so that this kind of abuse will not take place. So I blame the House of Representatives for not filling the vacancies so that these people can be supervised. And this is why a smaller government will not do. A smaller government leaves no watchdogs to watch the people who will steal the taxpayer money.
800-510-8255. Carl in West Virginia, please talk with us about your feelings regarding the GSA scandal.
Example why the Tea Party came into existence. You know, and I guarantee you, you keep reading those articles in the paper and you'll find something that said, that blames it on George Bush. As a matter of fact, there have already been articles in the paper stating that this was done under George Bush. When are they going to stop blaming George Bush? And this is another example of why the Republicans keep talking about smaller government. We don't need all this bureaucracy up there.
I think you're right. What do we need it for? It's, again, back to the Secret Service. What do we need so many Secret Service people for? There obviously are way too many of them, and they're wasting a lot of time, and it's this is now what's surfacing. Jim in New Hampshire, go ahead.
This happened almost two and a half years ago. I'd like to tie in with the time that Congress, House and Senate, is away from Washington. Their recesses are ridiculous. Most people get a day off for Memorial Day or July 4th. They take a week to 10 days. Easter vacation, they were gone before, they were gone after. These things have been going on. Where was the general inspector? Where are the oversight committees? Why aren't they meeting on a regular, ongoing basis? I'll answer my own question. I think they're not there. This week, everyone's back. They got their sweatsuits on. They're ready to do battle, but they'll do it on this schedule. On Monday morning, you don't see the Senate very rarely. Friday, all that's there is somebody in the Washington area. Nine times out of ten, is just left there to turn the lights out and put out the cat. Everybody else is gone. Just to give the country a good example for the country in these economic times, change your schedule. Let the people see that you're in session.
800-510-8255. Here's Mark in Pennsylvania on the GSA.
First of all, I think the timing of this thing coming out is pretty strange, right before tax season or tax time is due. Second of all is, I see this in a broader context. I'm not excusing the GSA idiots that did this. I blame their supervisors. But I think it's just kind of strange that I watch Fox. Fox Business and Fox News are running with this story. How about the millions of dollars in bonuses that the TARP money came out of to give individual bankers that brought us almost to the Great Depression? This GSA thing isn't even $1 million. $1 million bonuses to bankers that almost bankrupted this country. You never hear anything out of Fox Business or Fox News, yet they're running with anti-union, anti-federal employee stories like there's no tomorrow. So you tell me what's fair and balanced.
800-510-8255. So, just to sort of summarize here, the GSA scandal, according to the last two callers, getting too much coverage. How much more of this, my question would be to you, rhetorically, how much more of this is going on? Yeah, this is something that happened a couple of years ago, and it's basically because the news media is doing such a horrible job that these stories don't come out. It's kind of like, oh, you trip over them and you fall flat in your head. Oh, look at this. See what's happening. But it goes back around to the wasting of your money, which is what, if I were president of the United States, or maybe if you were, you'd run it with more responsibility. There just is too much, and it's too easy to let the thing get out of control as it is. Okay, up next, then, I guess if we're concerned about those sort of things, who do you want to have as president? Mitt Romney's getting a lot of attention. and we'll share some thoughts with you from some folks who've been talking about him over the weekend here on The Countdown.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Brothers and sisters, unite. Here for a conversation about the issues of the day, the events that people are talking about on the News Talk radio stations around the country, the News Talk television stations, the so-called political talk radio and talk television stations. And here's an example of that from over the weekend from Fox. Chris Wallace talked to Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana about his endorsement of Mitt Romney.
You finally endorsed Mitt Romney this week, but here's what you said in an interview with the Indianapolis Star. You have to campaign to govern, not just to win. Look at everything through the lens of folks who have yet to achieve. Romney doesn't talk that way. Question, is Romney out of touch with Americans who are struggling in this economy?
No, I think he's much more in touch, honestly, than the president apparently will ever be. He's been out there. He's been roughed up in the primaries. He's been face-to-face with the really serious, lingering economic difficulties America faces. If anybody's, you know, detached from the lives of real Americans, if anybody is disconnected from where jobs and wealth come from, it's our president. So
what did you mean? What did you mean when you said Romney doesn't talk that way?
I'm just saying that he's got the right prescription for America. He's meeting the objective that I've hoped our party would meet of offering specific, positive, constructive remedies for our debt problem and our slow growth problem. As things go along, I just want to encourage him to express these very same principles more often from the standpoint of the young, the poor, those who have yet to start up the ladder of life. It's the very same principles, but aimed in a slightly different way, and I know he'll do that.
The polls are pretty clear at this point that the horse race between Obama and Romney is very close, but they're also pretty clear that maybe perhaps because of the primary process and positions he took during the primaries, that Romney trails the president by significant margins among women, among Hispanics, among lower income workers. How does he reach out to them?
Again, I think simply by identifying with the very real problems they're facing. I don't think he'd want to trade problems with the president this fall. This economy is in a lousy shape. Everyone knows it. The only surprise to me is that anyone is surprised that it's still sputtering. And I don't see it. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it much better just a few months from now. And so Governor Romney, I believe, is already getting good marks for his superior point of view on the thing that bothers Americans most. It bothers everyone, all those groups you just mentioned, as much as anyone. And so he's got a great opening, I think, and I predict that he'll seize it.
800-510-8255, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels talking to Chris Wallace about Mitt Romney. Here's radio host Bob Kerr with political analyst David Alperin. They talk about some of the issues taking center stage between Mitt Romney and President Obama.
Mitt Romney and President Obama are already sparring over the slow economic recovery. Is this a case of policy versus conditions?
I mean, it may be, but of course they're related. The candidates will say what they will, but the voters will make their judgment based on the realities that, or at least their perceptions of the conditions. So, as we have been saying since this race started shaping up, the president and the race itself is very much dependent on what actually happens on the ground economically, and that may have little to do with the policy of the current administration and certainly the proposals of Romney, but conditions in Europe and other unexpected factors. But there are some other elements involved. I mean, the women's vote, the Latino vote, have to do with social policies that are independent of economics. And while the overall polling shows the two candidates neck and neck, I mean, one is ahead by 1 point one day, then the next poll out, and the other one is, leaped over him by a point or two, there are very significant Obama leads in some segments of the population, women and Latinos being foremost among them. And that could really drive the turnout in terms of who actually comes out to vote. The polling is always different because it gets opinions from people who, may never leave their couches.
There is a big political split between the two candidates, as perhaps it should be. But as a senator, Barack Obama was one of the most liberal members of Congress. Since then, as he's been in the White House, he's moved more toward the middle. As presumptive GOP presidential candidate, will Romney have to do the same thing?
Well, that certainly has been the tradition that you have to run to the middle once you get the nomination. There is still a conservative base in the Republican Party that is not too comfortable yet with Romney, who was, of course, a moderate Republican governor in Massachusetts, as his opponent said all through the primaries. And the question is whether he will be permitted to modify his appeal.
There it is, another hour of conversation, courtesy of the Talk Radio.